Welcome to 110%, the sports podcast where I, Jacob Deem, dive into what it takes to be an athlete by interviewing former or current athletes on what it takes to become great. For this episode, I interviewed former Major League Baseball player Matt Jones. Matt played for the Arizona Diamondbacks as well as a couple other teams. Matt and I talked about the mental side of the baseball game. Check it out. So I have a couple questions for you in regards to the mental side of the game. Obviously, there's a big physical part, but you know, right now I kind of want to talk about the mental side. So for you, what would be a good mindset in your opinion for just the baseball in general?
Mindset is like always seek the positive things, you know. Like you said, you know, you had that game and you're 0-for-4, 3 Ks, and a little dribbler back to the pitcher. But try to take the positives out of games instead of just dwelling on, oh, shoot, I struck out all this time, and then you start thinking negatively. If you have a better outlook on things, be like, you know, hey, I went on a good pitch, right? There's been games where I lined out 4 times, and in the box score it says I'm 0-for-4, but the reality is, right, like, man, I pieced up 3 really good balls. Like, I feel good. So I think it's just trying to turn the negative side of failure from baseball. Cause like I said, I mean, good hitters, like even the big leagues, it's like, man, 300 is kind of like that threshold.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys don't hit that. So you can't really think about your batting average as, I try to like ignore that almost, and just take, hey, like how one, like, am I swinging at good pitches? Right. If I'm not, then let's adjust kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. But mindset, you know, it kind of goes to this as well. Right. So perfect example, like my whole career up until my senior year, I played pretty much every game. Right. I knew I was going to be in the lineup. I knew I was going to play. And then, you go to pro ball and you kind of have to earn your opportunity, right? And you know, coaches have talked about it with where, say you're a fringe guy and you're kind of riding the bench, you want to get to that upper level.
Yeah.
Say it's the 7th or 8th inning and you're on the bench and all of a sudden coach calls you.
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing throughout that whole game to be like, to be prepared for that opportunity?
Right.
You know, so I think is always being prepared and just having a positive mindset.
That's great. So next, I'm wondering, why is having a positive mindset so important for success?
Yeah. Like I said, if in baseball, if you dwell on, those bad days, the game will eat you up, you know, it really will. It's like, oh man, I'm 0-for-4. Then the next day I'm 0-for-3, and then it's like 1-for-5. I'm like, oh man, now I'm like, what, 1-for-13 or whatever, you know, I'm bad start to the year. And then all of a sudden that kind of just leads to a spiral, you know, going down, and now you're like, am I good enough? You're starting to question yourself,
right,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, so if you can just embrace that opportunity of just like, hey man, like I'm going to go out there, I'm going to look for my pitch and do all this other stuff. Like, that's what sets you up for success longer term, right?
Yeah.
Instead of like just being, going home and thinking about your 0-for-4 day for the next 2 or 3 days, because especially in professional baseball, it's like you play every single night.
Right.
So, you have one bad night and you take that night into the next night, then all of a sudden, like I said, it's just a trickle down effect. And then all of a sudden it's a bad week, leads to a bad month and all that stuff. And that's just thinking negatively. Two, on like the team aspect of things too, like you don't want to be the guy where if you're having a bad day, the rest of your teammates are like, oh, we can't talk to him. You know what I'm saying? And it just brings a very bad environment for everyone else to be successful, right?
Yeah.
Baseball is weird. It's like an individual team sport. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it,
But most teams that I play on, it's like, hey, if one guy kind of starts the rally, then a lot of guys start hitting.
Yeah.
So you kind of feed off each other's energy. And if you have negative energy, it's not very good for the rest of your team.
Yeah. All right. So, how did having a strong mental mindset affect how you play?
I mean, it was huge in my career. You know, and I really didn't learn a lot of this stuff till I was out of college and into professional baseball. You know, like I said, I played in every game until pro ball, and then it's like, man, I'm fighting to get in the lineup every day. Like, yeah. Everyone's really freaking good. And so, like, when I first started my career, I wasn't playing a ton, you know. Uh-huh. And, you know, so I think it's one of those things where I just took the approach where, hey, I'm going to get my early work in. I'm going to hit off the machine a bunch. I'm going to try to make practice as hard as I can. So when it does come in the game, I'm locked in and I can take advantage of that.
You're
opportunity.
Ready. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and that was a big thing of why I was able to play a lot longer, was because whenever I did that, whenever I had those opportunities, I always hit the ball hard. I was always ready, and I never mm-hmm. looked unprepared. And I actually had a few people tell me that. And that's what I, especially to a younger player, like I would always tell them, like, pay attention in the game. You know, don't just be sitting there. It's really easy if you're not playing to just go sit there and, like, you know, mess around, throw seeds at each other or whatever it is, instead of like, hey, what's, you know, how's the game going? You know, what's the uh-huh. pitcher doing? How's he throwing? What should I look for if I was playing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So stuff like that.
What do you think, or why do you think having a strong mental mindset is around the game is so difficult and challenging?
Like I said, I think it's just because of the failure aspect, you know. I think kids get so wrapped up in the batting average and
the numbers
in the numbers that you can't control that.
Right.
Baseball is, I mean, I think it's the only game where it's one guy versus nine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So already the odds are stacked against you, you know? So if you kind of go in there and think like, I have to get a hit every time. Well, there's nine other guys trying to get you out, right? You got the pitcher and all the fielders. So it's like, man, there's not a lot of stuff to like get a hit here. I mean, like I said, it's just the fear of failure. And if you can get over and kind of embrace failure and try to learn from it each time you fail and grow from that, I think that's what helps.
Thank you for listening to my podcast, 110%. If you're interested in hearing the full interview, be sure to check it out on my website.